If you're new today, welcome. My name's Chris. I'm the youth minister here. It's my privilege to share a Bible, a true Bible story with you today. Now, I'm going to tell a very famous story today, which you probably would have heard. Even if you've never been to church before, you probably would have heard of this in school or in a different context. And I'm going to do it through a drama. So I'm going to need, it's about two brothers, a younger brother and an older brother. The younger brother is a little bit of a rascal. The older brother is quite respectable. So I wonder who could it be? A younger brother who's a rascal and an older brother who's respectable. Okay, Miles and Oscar, if you can come up, that would be great, okay? So come here, Oscar. Thanks very much. Come and stand here for us. Thanks, Miles. Cheers. You stand on my left. Thank you. Now, obviously, we're just acting. We're not typecasting anyone here. Okay. So we've got our younger brother and we've got our older brother. Okay. But we're missing somebody. We're missing a father. Because this story, it's not really about the younger brother and it's not about the older brother. It's actually about a father. So we need a father. Okay. Boys and girls, after three, can we shout, "Father"? Okay. Can we do that? Sounds a bit 19th century, I know. But anyway, we'll just try it anyway. Okay. One, two, three.
Father!
Oh, a little bit loud because this father's quite old, okay? So we've got to do it one more time. One, two, three.
Father!
That's what you sound like in the morning when he wants his breakfast. Okay, so, oh, here we go. We've got a father coming out. Don't look at it. Don't look at the Adam's apple, okay? It'd just be confusing. Right, so Miles, older brother, can you just go and stand by that lectern? Okay, we're going to start off with the younger brother, okay? He is a little bit of a rascal. And he's going to come on the screen here. He is our rascal. Now, he goes to his father and he says, "Father, give me my money. I want what's coming to me. Give it to me, please." So we'll see. Look at this. It's amazing what you find in Nigel's bag. Unbelievable, all this money. And he thinks, "Yes, I've got this money, woohoo!" And he takes the money over here and he has a great time. Look, he spends all his money on food. He's having a lovely time. He's throwing his money about. He's like, "I'm just carefree, I'm happy, I'm going to enjoy myself, I'm going to live in a reckless way." Okay, don't worry guys, it's not legal tender. He's having a great time. He's a bit of a rascal. He's partying hard. You like to party, don't you? He likes to party. He likes a good time, okay? But eventually, what happens is, his money goes. He's got nothing left. And it becomes so bad, there's actually a famine. Okay, we'll just put the lid on that so nobody knows. There's a famine. And there's no food. He's got no money and no food. He drops to his knees. And he decides that he's going to have to go and eat with the pigs. Okay. And he's got some piggy food. And the pigs are like, "Oi, stop taking my food, you rascal. This is your own fault." Okay. But he's there. You can have the pig as a souvenir. So he's upset. He's in a bad way. He's lived in a reckless way. He's been a rascal. And look, he's sad and with the pigs. Now, boys and girls and bigger boys and girls, we know what this is like. We've seen it all before, okay? We see the things that the world has to offer, and we think, "I want them. I want them now." And then we go and get them, and then actually, they're not that great. And actually, we're left in a bit of a pickle, because those things we thought were great are not that great. Well, let me put it another way for you. Look at these bubbles here. Now, everyone loves bubbles, don't... Oh, hang on. There we go. This didn't happen before with the A45. Well, they were lapping it up. Okay, here we go. So, that's a health and safety there. Look at these bubbles, boys and girls. Bubbles are great, aren't they? Because, oh, hang on. They look great, don't they? Look, and that's exactly what we want to do, Mary and Beth. And we want to grab them. They're beautiful, aren't they? They're intoxicating. They look lovely. Oh, hang on. Because I've got too much puff. Too much hot air. Okay. But look, grab them. Someone bring a bubble to me. I'll give you £1 if you can bring a bubble to me.
Dad, I got it.
Oh. Anyone? That's it. Great. Have a sit down. Are you okay, love? You just come and sit there for us, princess. That's it. You see, the thing with bubbles is they look great and we go and reach for them, but actually they don't have anything behind them. And that's a lot of time, boys and girls, and bigger boys and girls, the things that the world says we should be looking for, actually when we get them, when we get all our money, we think, I've got all this money, but why do I still feel miserable? I've got this relationship, it's great, but things still aren't fantastic. So we know what it's like to be a rascal, we know what it's like to go after the things of the world and to be left disappointed and frustrated. We'll come back to you in a minute, okay? But actually, he's obvious. That lost son's obvious. It's this guy we've got a bit of a problem with. This is the respectable guy. He's got the big book of rules. He likes the big book of rules. He's respectable, it'll tell us here. Respectable. But he's just as lost as this guy. You see, the trouble with respectable people is they don't look lost. He's obvious. Look at him over there with the pigs. He's a mess. He's lost. He's miles away. This guy, he's got the big book of rules. He's even brushed his hair. He's probably cleaned his teeth. He smells nice. On the outside, he looks like the real deal. He even says the right things. He even acts in the right kind of way.
You are cool.
Thank you. But he's respectable, but he's lost. Now listen, can we be honest for a minute? Knutsford is a wonderful place. I want to say that because when I'm about to say now, you'll think I hate the place. I don't. I love it. We're blessed. Knutsford is full of respectable people, moral people, people who work hard, and that's fantastic. It's a wonderful place to bring up families. It really is. We're blessed to be here. But you try telling somebody who's respectable that they're lost. That is hard work. Because they don't believe it. Nobody believes it. Nobody believes this guy's lost. Look at him. He's respectable. He's good. He's got it all together. And yet he's just as lost as the rascal over there. Both are lost. Now listen, boys and girls, don't be sad. Because we've got nothing to worry about. As long as we focus on the Father. Remember I said it's not about the younger son. It's not about the older son. It's about the Father. Because the Father is amazing. The Father is loving. The Father is generous. The Father is good. And we need to come and trust in the Father. Because what happens is this rascal, he realizes that things aren't great. He realizes what a good father he has. So he leaves the pigs and he goes back to his father. Walk very slowly for me because we're building suspense. He walks very slowly. He's got a speech worked out. I'm going to say sorry. I'm going to beg for mercy. The Father's going to take me back. But the Father is looking out for the son. The Father gets out of his chair, runs towards the younger son, puts his arms around him and says, I love you. I've missed you. You're wonderful. Absolutely fantastic. And the younger son can't believe it. He hasn't even said anything. The father says, not only that, but I've got gifts for you. I've got a robe. Again, it's amazing what you find in Nigel's bag. Okay, come here, hang on. Put it on your shoulders, that's how you have a robe, okay? You're not ordained, although we can lay hands on you. We won't get into that now. Okay. He's got a robe. Not only that, but there's a beautiful ring we're going to put on your finger. Okay, there's a ring. And also, we've got the best, use your imagination, we've got the best, fattest calf, which we're going to have in a celebration for you because you've returned. My son who was lost has been found. And the father is over the moon. You go and stand there for us. The father is over the moon. Wonderful. The child who was the rascal has indeed now become the child. Return to the family. Return to the father. Yet this guy's got issues. Many obvious ones which we won't go into now. But for the purposes, he gets angry. He doesn't want to go to the celebration. He can't believe that the younger son has been given the gifts that he deserves. He's worked hard. He's followed all the rules. He's stayed by the father. And yet he's angry with the father. You see, this guy wants the father's gifts as well. Doesn't want the father. He wants the father's gifts. And unfortunately, boys and girls, because he thinks his good work, he thinks his good behavior, he thinks his hard work is what he needs, he actually, this respectable guy, remains a stranger. He never comes to know the Father. He never comes to know the Father's love. He never comes to delight in who the Father is, because he's believed the lie that being good is enough. You see, boys and girls, me and you, if we're being honest, sometimes we're like this guy, and sometimes we're like this guy. Okay? But what we need to remember is we've got a Father who wants us back, who wants us to be part of his family, to be his children. We can't just stroll up, boys and girls, and say, yo, God, I want to be your Bezzy today. Doesn't work like that. Because of all the things that we've done, like Julia said, because of all those sins, we need God to take them away. And the good news for us is another man came, the Lord Jesus Christ, who took off his own robes when he went to the cross. And those robes covered all our sin, all our shame, and all our guilt. And he gave us new robes, new robes that show that we are right with God, that we can be part of his family. You see, Jesus Christ became lost so that we could be found. Jesus Christ died so that we could have life. And the great news of today, the great news of this harvest service is we can know the Father because he has given us his best gift. He's given us the Son, Jesus Christ. If we believe in him, if we trust in him, then we can be part of God's forever family. Let me pray. Boys and girls, should we do our prayer drill? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Dear God in heaven, thank you that you are good, that you are gracious, that you are loving. Thank you that you've made a way for us to come back to be your children through the death of your one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to trust in him, the great gift today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.